I've always said that with a little bit of discipline comes a world of freedom. And it's, I think goals are important. And at the same time, goals can be a little limiting, but then you break it down, right? From, hey, here's our 3-year goals, lifelong goals, 3-year goals, annual goals. But then the biggest thing is you break it down to the processes, right? And the daily habits, the weekly habits, the monthly, breaking that down so you can get to the finish line. And because what we do daily is what's going to have create all those returns.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green. Please stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear boring yet important disclosures. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast, and I'm excited to have an awesome guest on, Stefan Jefferson. And I've known Stefan now for, I think, at least a year, right, Stefan?
Yeah, I think it's, at least like a year and a half.
So everyone, this is Stefan Jefferson. And so I'm really happy he came on the Engineer Finance podcast. We got a few fun things to talk about. And anyway, Stefan's been such a joy to work with. I always love my meetings with him and his enthusiasm, being an entrepreneur, a phenomenal athlete, entrepreneur, author. And I just thought it'd be great just to talk in one of our conversations we had a couple weeks ago at lunch. The routine he goes through and how he communicates. He's an awesome husband, awesome father. He's got a 3-year-old and 1-year-old. And he has a book that's coming up and I want to talk about on the show, a children's that he'll be having a signing event on. And I was like, you've got to come on my show, Stefan, and share your story. Stefan, thank you for coming on. And thanks for being on the show. And just get an idea of who's on the show. Stefan was a running back at Nevada. You played for what, 2009 to 2013?
Yep, correct.
You led the year with NCAA in rushing yards, Heisman candidate for about 2 weeks. And you had a short ride as an undrafted free agent with Tennessee Titans. And then you play a little bit with the Canadian Football League, Calgary Stampeders.
Correct.
And here I'm a horrible host for this piece. I don't really follow football or sports too much. However, when I do, I always love it. And so it's just great hearing that that's a part of your history and things you've accomplished. Out of you guys are just phenomenal athletes, and to get that caliber,
well, thank you,
is unreal. And as a running back, you're running. Of course, you're fast, man. You're playing against giants that want to hurt you. Thanks for coming on. And now your career has gone in different directions. And I just want to talk just a few things. But it's just the joy you bring into a room every time is awesome. And what you have your fingers on, you're definitely an entrepreneur just after it. And I'm not even sure where to begin other than, hey, did I get your bio right? Is that pretty close to did we get
yeah.
that right?
Yeah, that was pretty spot on. Yeah, I came. So I've been in Reno, Nevada since 2009. Yeah, I came here on a football scholarship. Yeah, played here. Had an amazing career. Decided to leave early as a redshirt junior. And then after I left early, I tried the whole NFL thing and I had a very short stint with the NFL and then the CFL. And it was fun, had a great time, learned a lot about myself. And then after I graduated or after I went back to school, I got my bachelor's degree and ended up getting my master's at St. Francis University in Pennsylvania. So I spent a couple of years on the East Coast and then came back, married my college sweetheart, and we started a family, and I've been back since 2015, and it's just been an amazing journey.
Yeah, no, thank you. And I look forward to talking about a few things, especially your kid's book that's coming up. Read it with my son last week. Thank you. And I'll share that in a little bit. And I can tell you the relationship, your wife is your ultimate business partner. And what
Correct.
Such a treat is that you both are so in alignment of what you want to accomplish for your family and around you, your friends, the community. I think it's awesome. And
thank
so
you.
It's like, you guys are like, because of that alignment, we'll be 3 times more productive. And so let's talk about the book.
Yeah.
Luxton, Adventures of Luxton, World Changer.
Yes, sir.
And the next book that's coming out, same thing, Adventure of Luxton, World Changer, The Gift of Being a Doctor.
Correct.
Now that book I read with my son Maximus last week. I said, what was your favorite part, buddy? And by the way, the fact that there's coloring book at the end, he lit up. What color are these? And but he loved the magical doctor's outfit that you put on and took you to the, that was his favorite part. Right? So it's like, when I go to see the other doctor. So out of curiosity, Luxton is three, your daughter is one. So I think I was asking you last week, I was like, no, we got to wait for the show. I'll ask you on the show. So do you want your children to be a doctor?
No, I don't. So the reason why it started with a doctor costume and a story about a doctor is because my mom, who is Nana, she sent my son a costume of a doctor. And that's when I got the idea. I was like, oh man, this is what the series is going to be about, where every time Nana sends him a costume, he's going to put it on. And when he puts it on, he's going to go into the life of that career. So that's the reason why I did. I started the book off with the doctor, because it was the first costume that my mom had sent to Luxton. But I plan on doing multiple careers, and not just like the mainstream careers that everyone knows about, but the unorthodox ones, or the ones that nobody really knows about. So like financial advisors, or the logistics, payment processor, all these different things that nobody, that I've experienced. And one thing that I would want to do is to keep it local. I want to make sure to feature people that I know in those industries to be a part of the book, because it shows that they're part of my life. And obviously that they made an impact to be even in the books. And that's the same thing with the doctor in the book. The doctor is actual Luxton's pediatrician, Dr. Dory. So she's an amazing, she's had an impact on our family's life, and she's part of the family. So, yeah.
That's awesome. I was like, I thought you're indoctrinating Luxton. So you're open to be a doctor, but yeah, you're not pushing them to do anything and open to whatever your children want to accomplish.
No, exactly.
No, that's great. I was like, hey, is there an agenda here? Now I know it. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, no worries.
And so you got, we'll talk more about it later at the end of the show. Well, I'll bring it up now and I'll bring it back up again. But you have a book signing event, a meeting here locally in Reno, Nevada. So a lot of the people listening outside of Reno, this is in Reno, Nevada, but you're going to be meeting people 4 to 6 p.m. February 4th at the book signing event. And this is going to be at the Urban Deli.
Correct. My favorite deli in town. Telling you, best sandwiches in Reno that I've ever had, hands down.
And I haven't been there yet, so I'll get to it.
You will.
I'm trying to set things up so I can bring my son with me for the book signing event. And congratulations. I don't know, maybe Tammy a year or so ago, which I didn't want her announcing, I've been working on a kid's book. It's been a dream of mine for a couple of years. The difference is perfectionism, who knows, fear of getting things out. It still isn't out, right? Fear of making mistakes. Who knows what my excuse is? And what I so admire is you just went out and did it, not just one book, but two books. Oh. And I've been fascinated how different guests have come on the show, how one sentence, one phrase in a book, something said on a podcast, had such a profound impact that it's so important to share what we're seeing, what we imagine, and what we've experienced. And so it's so important to put it out there. And so who knows what kind of impact just a very short kid's book could have on a kid or the parent reading the book to their kid. And you did it, and it's out, and it's fun.
Yeah.
And it was a treat reading with Maximus. And now we're having, I think it was a couple weeks ago, we were sitting down at lunch, and I think this is just so powerful, and it just ties to why the enthusiasm and how you light up rooms when you come in. Can you please share, and I can't remember what you call it, but there's a routine you go through with your children every day. Can you talk about that? Because I would love people to hear it, like what you call it and how that discussion goes.
Yeah, definitely. So I had read this book, and it's called The Power and Purpose of a Man. And there's six things that determine what a man is. And even from like the beginning, and like the book of Genesis in the Bible, it talks about it, and I really started understanding. I was like, man, I wish somebody would have told me these things when I was like younger. So I started just talking to Lux about it, and I just started telling them these affirmations and these things that of what he is and what it is to be a man. And the reason why, because I want him to understand who he is, because there's so many kids out there that just like people tell them things and they believe it. And some of those things are negative. And because they believe those negative things, they just have that negative outlook. And I made it a point. It's like, I don't want my kids to go through that. I don't want them to be, oh, because someone tells them, oh, they're ugly or they're not smart. I don't want them that them to believe that. So I started saying these affirmations and the things that I go through. And this, we do this every day, usually during bath. And I tell him, I started saying it. Now he says it regularly. He says it like, I'll start it and he'll just finish it for me. But I started saying, I can, I will, I must. And then I tell him, I'm a world changer. I'm a leader. I'm a teacher. I'm a cultivator. I'm a visionary. But yeah, those are some of the things that I tell him every night. And he's just so excited about it. And he, like I said, I start it and he finishes it. And then one we just recently added over the last few months is, I'm built for success. So he incorporated that into the affirmations. And now my daughter's saying it too. Like, she, it's funny because like, she, right when I say it, she'll start saying it too, because now she's been hearing it so much. So they know, they'll have a good grasp on who they are, what they do. And yeah, I'm super excited for them.
Oh, that's awesome. I can tell you that I had a great childhood. Didn't get walked through affirmations like that. Great parents. I think those words and that our language, our communication, I've learned so much. And I've shared on the show, I have a love-hate relationship for the financial industry. Mm-hmm. The love part is the relationships I have with clients that have been formed, and the fact that I like designing. I just love those pieces with money and troubleshooting and making a difference. Those pieces I love. And also the fact that this industry made me grow and so substantially improve in communication. Listen a lot better, hear what's being stated, just hear people, and then communicate in a way that doesn't divide, that brings people together so we can move forward. And that's what I'm really so grateful about this industry, because prior to this industry, I like sitting in a corner. Now, why even take that effort to be told no or yes or a disappointment to others? And it's amazing how a certain phrase, a comment made by an adult, a kid, and school can be wonderful, it can be dangerous, right? Because we're mentioning what people's words and how certain things had such a profound impact on how I took it, where the type language is important. And you going that with your, that routine with your children is just awesome, because it's just making them not only unlimited imagination, also just from a defensive standpoint, bulletproof.
Yeah, definitely. It got it. It's, we have power within us, and sometimes it takes, you got to believe you have the power. And then once you believe it, then you can use that power to your advantage and use it for good. And not too many people understand that, because they hear so much negativity in their life about themselves, or they experience it in their family. And it's crazy. So I just want to make sure to prepare them. This happened a couple years ago, but I was walking with my son and we were just walking. Usually like I'm talking with him, and that moment I just let him just do his thing and roam around. And I realized that he's only has the knowledge that I have. So that means I got to gain more knowledge so that I can equip him with more information so he can have more knowledge. And it really like got to me. I was like, man, I got to get on the ball and start learning things, because I'm doing him a disservice if I don't. Yeah. Even with Revy too, I got to make sure I'm gaining a lot of information, that the information that I never got when I was little, like even for the financial literacy piece of it, my mom, she didn't teach me any financial literacy because she didn't know. And she didn't know because nobody ever taught her, and her parents only knew what they knew. They didn't know about that. That's doing them a disservice. And I just want to make sure to prepare my kids.
Oh, that's awesome. And then also leading through action.
Yeah.
And so I literally just, my son called me out on it a couple of weeks ago. How we speak to ourselves is so important. And I can tell you, as critical as I can be on things, the most critical is always the person. And what a horrible way to do things. And I wish it just didn't take, well, you can't go back in time, but what we pay for a time machine, we can learn through our experiences and that wisdom. How I spoke to myself for the longest time, and people around, it's like, man, you are just way too hard on yourself. And what's such a beauty is you see such truth, and there's just such expression. Kids are such a treat. And my son, who's only 5, Lutz is only 3. Mm-hmm. And watch how he starts holding you accountable. I have a feeling the way you speak to yourself is way better than I used to speak to myself. And but just a few weeks ago, I was thinking about something in the truck, forgot my son was behind me. And boy, does he listen. And I just, literally something happened a long time ago, came into my head. And I used to tell myself really loud, it was a cuss word, let it go or just drop it. And but I said, so I must have known he was there some way. I'm all, stop being so silly. And then my son immediately said, Dad, you are not silly. Don't ever say that in front of me again. Yeah. Language is so important. And if you don't mind, can you repeat that that one more time, the routine?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Bath time, by the way, I assume in the early evening?
Yeah, so we usually do it right after dinner. So we're usually eating between 5:30, between 5 and 7. So right after bath time, or right after dinner time, it's bath time. So I'd say like right around like 7:30. And then we get him. Yeah, but it's I can, I will, I must. I'm a world changer. I'm a cultivator. I'm a visionary. I'm a leader. I'm a teacher. And then I'm built for success. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then the kids run with it.
Yeah. The kids run with it. So I don't even have to say it any, like I just started and they already know. So they just go after it. I'm like, yes, let's go.
That's great. Again, the gift of being a doctor, right? Mm-hmm. The new book, Adventures of Lux and World Changer. It's going to be February 4th, 2022 from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Urban Deli. And they're not paying you anything to promote Urban Deli. So we will be there consuming deli sandwiches and we'll be there for the book signing. And I so admire that instead of just thinking about it, you went out and did it.
Yeah.
And what was some of your greatest takeaways from competing? I've competed in sports, but nothing at the caliber of what you've done. What were some of your greatest takeaways competing in football and being a running back and going through school, competing professionally? I'm sure you've got some incredible takeaways.
Yeah.
Doing that.
I think the biggest thing, the takeaways that I got, and it's mainly why I wrote the book, was just having the oversight over your gift, your career, and what you just want to do. And I didn't really have proper, you know, oversight over my gift. And there's some things that I wish I could have done better. And I want to make sure that I do that in the future and help other people do that. And really having management over what your passion and your gift is really just being disciplined. Some of the greatest mentors and athletes that I follow that I really look up to is one. And it's crazy because I used to hate these athletes so much because they were so good. But I used to hate Tom Brady and I used to hate Kobe. But after just hearing their story and just why they're so good at what they do, I was just like, man, like they have phenomenal oversight over their gift of what they're doing. They have discipline. And because they have the discipline and because they work hard and persevere, and that's why they're great. That's exactly why. And it's crazy because I didn't realize this until, especially for Tom Brady, like there's one year where he had got suspended for, I think it was like 4 or 5 games because of the deflate gate or something. I forgot what that was, but
he got suspended. Cell phone and things.
Yeah. he got suspended for like a few games, but it was crazy because even in those 4 games, they were still undefeated, but he came back and he still went to the Super Bowl that year. And from there I was like, man, this guy is legit. So I just kept following him and I didn't hate him anymore. So I started really, admiring him. And there's a lot of, other people that I look up to, but like those two are definitely on my top 10 or top 5, I would say. And that's the biggest takeaway for me, is just really having the management over what you are trying to do. If you want to be the greatest financial advisor, you want to be the greatest doctor, you want to be the greatest engineer, whatever it is, you have to have proper management and be disciplined to take yourself to the next level to be the greatest at that.
I can't believe, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. And I cannot believe I heard the word hate come out of your mouth. And so I would really like to, why did you hate Tom Brady?
They were just so good. They were just winning all the time. And I think that's why people don't like the Patriots. That's why people don't like Alabama, because they win all the time. And you keep seeing the same people in the Super Bowl and the championship. And I'm just like, man, like for a long time growing up, for me, it was the Lakers always in the championship. They were so good. And
so it was boring. That's why you hated it?
Yeah, it was boring. I hated seeing them in the championship all the time. I wanted somebody new, somebody fresh to come
share
in.
Share the wealth.
Kind of. Yeah, share the wealth. But I started understanding, like, these guys, they're winning these championships because they were good. And I wasn't looking at it in my younger days. I wasn't looking at it from that perspective. So I started changing. I was like, okay, these guys are really good to keep coming back and winning championships. It was just phenomenal to see that. And I was just like, man, like, so I started digging in. I actually bought like this Kobe book. Now I want to buy the Tom Brady book as well, but I brought the Kobe book and I started like understanding his, what he calls the Mamba mentality. And I started understanding like what he enjoys the process. And that, I think it's huge. That's a huge takeaway, is just enjoying the process instead of trying to focus on the end results. Enjoy getting to that moment. And I think a lot of people don't do that. And that's what I'm even learning. I'm always learning that as well, even in my journey and where I'm trying to get to. There's a lot of good takeaways from just playing and things I've learned. So yeah, it's been amazing.
The piece on discipline is also really powerful, in the fact that, yeah, to your point with Tom Brady, Kobe, I don't know if you've had a chance to watch the Netflix documentary, The Last Dance.
I've watched some of it. I haven't finished it yet, but it's good.
He always passes out at night sitting on a couch, and into basketball, it was just so phenomenal. And then the big takeaway was just that drive. Here you have one of the most gifted athletes in the world, Michael Jordan. And my wife just loves Michael Jordan, right? And especially through school and when they're in the championships. And the thing people don't see behind the scene was that incredible amount of discipline too, the work, and how he pushed himself and had to grow not just on himself, but how he had to become a leader and incorporate the team. And you just see this consistent common denominator with the greats in sports, Tom Brady, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, that not only were they incredibly talented, but the work ethic and discipline they put into that process had such profound returns. And it didn't necessarily present itself immediately, did it? It's just like it took an incredible amount of work. The discipline piece, I've always said that with a little bit of discipline comes a world of freedom. How does that land on you?
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, you got to be disciplined, man. Got to.
And it's, I think goals are important. And at the same time, goals can be a little limiting. But then you break it down, right? From, hey, here's our three-year goals, lifelong goals, three-year goals, annual goals. But then the biggest thing is you break it down to the processes, right? And the daily habits, the weekly habits, the monthly. Breaking that down so you can get to the finish line. And because what we do daily is what's going to create all those returns. Thank you for sharing that part, because that's, I think, anyone listening to the show that's new to the show, just hearing what you said, thank you for taking action and doing this kid's book. I look forward to hearing what kind of impact that has on kids down the road. And it's fun and it's short and it just gets people thinking. Thank you for sharing. Is it affirmations? Is that what you call when with your kids?
Yeah, I just call them affirmations that we repeat. And yeah, thank you for having me on the show. I try to change the world one book at a time. And it's just, I really hope that people get an insight. For me, like, one of the biggest things that I write, another reason why I wrote the book, I watch a show every now and then with my wife, and it's Grey's Anatomy. And
I've never seen that show.
I love the show because it's really good. I don't want to go through that whole process going back to school and all that stuff, but you know, I want to be able to do that for others. So the way that director captured my attention, I want to be able to capture that attention for kids and through books and whatever it is, maybe on TV shows. I don't know, but I definitely want to do that.
What's the best way for people to find out about your book if they can't come to the book signing event in person?
Yeah, you can go on Barnes & Nobles. That's on Barnes & Nobles, and it's on Amazon. Even if you follow me on Instagram, the link is there as well. And the Instagram name is at Cool Dad Steph, and it's K-O-L, and then dad, and then my Steph, and that's S-T-E-F.
Well, great. And we'll have that on the show notes too as well for this.
Awesome.
Stefan, you're awesome. I always enjoy our conversations. Thank you for coming on to this show. Anyone who's new to listening to this podcast and is new to me, you can always learn little bit more about me on engineerofinance.com. Stefan, you're such a treat, man. I look forward as our relationship grows. Thank you for sharing your stories. I love the discipline, the affirmations, enjoying the process, and learning that you hated Tom Brady and Kobe. That's Kobe Bryant. That's fascinating to me. Sharing all those pieces and learning from and growing from it. Thank you so much. To everyone listening to the show, I look forward to our next conversation.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. The content is intended for United States audiences only. Opinions expressed are as of the date of this publication, and such opinions are subject to change. Green Financial and Insurance Services Limited, Green, is not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other claimed losses resulting from or related to the content presented. Green makes no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information presented. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Forecasts are not a reliable indicator of future results. Investors should be aware of the risks associated with investing. All investments are subject to investment risk, including possible loss of capital. Investors should seriously consider if an investment is suitable for them by referencing their own financial position, investment objectives, and risk profile. Consult with a qualified financial advisor as necessary before making any investment decisions. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.